UNC has the superior team. This is the time when the UNC wins, everybody wins. When the UNC wins. And do not take on those detractors and dissidents and so on. They want to tell you this one resigned. A fella resigned from somewhere deep south. I in this party 34 years and I don't know he. And he resigned. I said, well, when did you apply? 34 years I in this party. I don't know he. And he resigned. Who is he? But they make news, they make news. And next one, I had to talk to Ravi Ratiram there, I think he's in charge of the membership. Is that something called special members in this party? I didn't know that. A fella resigned. No office, he has no office, he has no portfolio, he has nothing. He do nothing. They make papers, he resigned. He resigned from what? What he resigned from? The janitorial services? What he resigned from? Better say, you could fly away on one. But brothers and sisters, do not take them kind of chain up from people. We are ready. We are ready. And we are ready to support our political leader. We are ready to support all our candidates in the coming days. Brothers and sisters, we must walk. We must talk. We must mobilize. We must agitate. We must be ready at a moment's notice for everything, every eventuality. I keep on reminding people, because I have been on this compound for a long time, I have the benefit of a little wisdom. Huh, Richard? I have a little wisdom. We will have massive crowds. Take it from me. I know what's going to happen here. We will have massive crowds. We will have thousands and thousands of people at our meeting. Take it from me. When you go to a UNC meeting, you're lucky if you get a chair to sit on. We'll have thousands. Too much people. We'll have. People do not win elections that way. Organization wins elections. Structure wins elections. Your work on the street, in the community, on your in your household, that wins election. People just lose election by 2 votes. And when they check in their house, 2 adult children didn't vote. That's how you just lose it. We have to ensure that we do the scientific work. We calculate our efforts in every community, every street, every village, every city. That is what will win. So tonight we appeal to all of you and those who are listening to join us. Join your UNC candidate. Join all of the UNC candidates and the UNC family to have the biggest mobilization this country has ever seen in our history as we march forward towards recapturing the government of Trinidad and Tobago. My brothers and sisters, whether it's Rowley or Young is irrelevant. Two of them is the same side of the same coin. One is, they are both the bullies of this time. And do not allow Stuart Young to bully Trinidad and Tobago. And I will say in closing, I know, I listen, I mean, I'm not deaf. I just listen in Parliament. Stuart Young comes from a particular DNA. And I use that word outside of medical sense. A political DNA, let's put it this way, a political DNA. I have seen him and heard him in Parliament. I have been there 24 years. In Parliament, we have what is called pikong, banter. When somebody is talking, you're talking rubbish there, man. What stupid point is that you're making? You know, you can find a way with banter. It's called banter. It's called pikong. When these guys speak, they are personal in their attacks. They attack you for how you look, for how you sound, for the clothes you wear. For what you like or you don't like. That is how they behave. That has had no... Before Stuart Young came to this parliament, that had no place in parliament. People will give a banter, and then we'll meet in the corridor and say hello. We will have tea together. There was a time when both sides used to play cricket, you know. Literally, you know. We played cricket when Mrs. Prasad Bisesa was prime minister. We had a cricket match. Government and opposition played the judiciary. Tim Gopi Singh was the captain. I won't say how the match went. So brothers and sisters, we had that camaraderie. When they came with dirtiness, with nastiness. That is how they rule. So we have to put an end to that. So brothers and sisters, I will leave you tonight by indicating that it's a great moment in our history. We have arrived at a great juncture when we will reclaim our country. Tonight I say to all of you, rally together, band together, and work with Mrs. Kamala Prasad Bisesa, our UNC colleagues, to return the UNC to government. Long live the United National Congress. Long live the great people of St. Augustine. Long live our struggle for unity, equality. Brothers and sisters, I thank you. Love you all.
Hey, that was Dr. Rudal Munilal. And just as we wrap up that right now, we have him on the line. Want to say hello and welcome, Dr. Rudal Munilal. Welcome and thanks for taking the time to call in. And it was on cue. We just wrapped up that broadcast.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, Dr. Munilal. Just saying thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's my great pleasure to be live with you and to say good afternoon to all your listeners in Canada and across the region, in the Caribbean and elsewhere. It's a great pleasure to be on your airways.
Well, thank you very much. And I know you're a busy man, and of course, with the election call, you mentioned in this delivery that you're ready. The UNC is ready. Some people think that you weren't. You made a point about buying up space in on all the media houses, and that is being proactive and planning. And I think it's something that the other side didn't do, and hence scrambling now. And you would think if they were planning with such great care, as we have seen the placement of a new prime minister, you would think they would have done that. But now I noticed that you're getting a little bit of lashback, the party that is, from the Guardian newspaper. Could you speak a little bit about that?
Well, it's a very simple matter. In preparation for general elections, a serious political party would do a lot of advanced planning. A lot of that planning is not in the public domain. It is not matters that, people will know about. A lot takes place, behind the scenes in building and managing a campaign. You have the concept of moving parts. Things change. Particularly when you don't have a fixed date of election as they do in the United States and elsewhere. So that you have to be planning and having what is called a rolling plan on a continuous basis. And the UNC and Mrs. Prasad Bisesa have been doing that and has invested in acquiring media space and so on. The PNM apparently did not. And the PNM found themselves with their proverbial pants down. And now, there are some backroom maneuvers to ask the UNC or even to bully the UNC into relinquishing space that has already been legally acquired. But at the root of the issue is that the PNM appeared to be unprepared. This is a snap election. As you know, the government itself has imploded and collapsed. They are calling an election several months before it is due. They could have taken this government to November constitutionally if they choose, so that they have crashed. And among the obscenity that we have found in Trinidad and Tobago now is that Mr. Stuart Young became prime minister one day and 24 hours later. He dissolved the parliament, and the dissolution of a parliament is a fundamental act by any prime minister, because the parliament is the representative of the people. And once you dissolve that, the entire process of people's representation and people's participation ends, it terminates. So the government has fallen and it has been terminated with the dissolution of the parliament. And they appear to be unprepared for a general election. The UNC, as you know, has been in a continuous state of mobilization with our Monday night reports, our Monday night fora, our pavement reports, our, press conferences, protest activity in the parliament and outside. So we have been in a state of readiness at various constituency levels and so on. And we are, cautiously optimistic that the results will go in our way.
Well, there's so much I'd like to talk to you about. I mean, but this election is a very, very crucial one. The global politics have changed. Things are shifting. Everybody believed that they would be the next Trump. Your government would have to deal with Trump. The Caribbean region would have to deal with that issue. But with crime as one of the number one things that everybody is talking about, including PNM members, we all optimistic thinking that this time would be our time. This time would be a win for the UNC. I know there's a lot of work yet to be done. But from where you stand, how confident you feel? Are you? Because we don't see the behind the scene. I have seen now social media taking up a lot of PNM or PNMites coming against the PNM. This government, how it was replaced by appointing a prime minister, that is something, again, when we as outsiders watching, you know, in the past we would see editorial, we would see the law fraternity, we would see the editors of newspapers speaking out. But nobody is talking about this except the UNC or people who would like to replace the government. What's happening? What's causing the shift?
Well, what has happened is over the years, the PNM has inculcated a culture of fear a fear of the government. And that's a fundamental issue, because even at the people's level, when the UNC is in power, people protest easily. They will come with placards. They will go on hunger strike. They will find our UNC ministers home and protest. When the PNM is in office, that is not so. The incidence of protest and outrage is smothered, and it has to do with the fear of the PNM and their capacity for victimization and brutality. In this case, the PNM has also incorporated several of the key institutions of the country that ought to be impartial and independent, and they are reluctant to confront the PNM and confront Dr. Rowley and Mr. Young and others on these fundamental breaches of constitutional principles. I mean, it will not take a PhD in political science to understand that, identifying and imposing a prime minister without the will of neither the party or the people is in breach of democratic and constitutional principles. In the context where the leader did not die, the leader is not ill that we know of, and can carry on certainly for 5 or 6 weeks before a general election. The consequences of this is that Mr. Young, whatever happens in the election, Mr. Young is guaranteed of $87,000 a month as a salary and thereafter as a pension. And for your listeners to know, it's not just that, is that every 5 years that pension will change to get on par with the incumbent of that office, so that he has a lifetime of taxpayers' money to collect by virtue of having 24 hours as prime minister before the parliament is dissolved and the government becomes more of a caretaker government. And that is in breach, as I say, of democratic and constitutional principles, which the UNC has raised loudly. Regrettably, the other institutions you named are somewhat tame in terms of confronting this issue. But historically, as you would know, I mean, you come from formidable political stock as well, your family and so on. And historically, it was the ULF and the UNC, Mr. Pandey and many others, who raised those issues of democracy and equality and fought against oppression, and fought against inequality and brutality of the government against the people. And today what we are seeing now is this naked attempt to railroad the people by having, for the first time in this country, without the debt of a leader, by having a prime minister who is neither elected nor legitimate in place. And I think the people will respond to this, and we are very confident that we have done the work at the level of the ground, at the level of the media and so on, that we can convince persons across the country that the PNM has had 10 years and the people have suffered immensely. I mean, we can't even begin to talk about the level of suffering, but just to touch on crime, as you raised it earlier, you know, we have had the highest record murder rates in 2019, 2024, I believe it was, 23. We have had the record murder rates. We have had home invasions, that, you know, that brutal, callous act of invading your home robbing, beating, raping you in your own home, and then, you know, stealing. We have had that as a mainstream phenomenon of crime now. We have had a resurgence somewhat in kidnapping for ransom, serious crimes and so on. And this is a matter that the population itself will have to speak to in terms of voting. We have outlined several policy issues to deal with crime. We have the track record. When we were there, we had the lowest serious crime rate in 35 years. We have the record, we have the policies, we have the programs. Many of those programs, like the Community Comfort Patrol, like the aerial surveillance support for the police, many of those programs, the E999, Rapid E999 and so on, the National Operations Center, the PNN just closed them down. So we will look to revise and reopen and implement once again some of the programs that work. And as I've said, within 100 days, we will see a difference in terms of the situation with crime, and over a process and over a period of time, I am very convinced that we have the policy and the personnel to address that critical issue that has challenged our people for the last 10 years or so.
You also mentioned about the CARICOM as observers, and you had nothing against sure. CARICOM as such, but you asked, and the leader has requested that the Carter Center and other international observers, who make that request, and can we see or guarantee that that will happen?
Well, that has become an issue here because the leader of the opposition, Mrs. Prasad Bisesa, has gone on record over a long period of time for calling for international observers. I will tell you frankly, we are not confident. We have a very little confidence in the existing Election and Boundaries Commission of this country. Just to tell you one example, but there are many. I mean, the highest court, as far as election is concerned, the Court of Appeal, has ruled that the EBC broke their own policy and law and so on in 2020. So that we have a situation where we have very little confidence. The head of that institution is a direct relative of high-ranking PNM officials and so on. We have very little confidence in them, so that we wanted to get the international observers. The PNM and Dr. Rowley indicated that they will only call CARICOM observers. Now, again, as I said last evening or two evenings ago, we have no difficulty with the people of CARICOM. We have a difficulty with that CARICOM institution, what is called the CARICOM Secretariat. And I reminded folks that in 2020 elections in Guyana, the CARICOM observers had signed off on that election and deemed that election, when Mr. Granger was president, they said it was fair, it was free, it was without major problems and so on, and they congratulated the domestic Guyanese EBC. Only for the Carter Center, the OAS, and the Commonwealth, and the American institutions to indicate that election was the most transparent attempt to steal an election that they had ever seen. The matter went to the CARICOM, the Caribbean Court of Justice, as you know, which led to the installation of Excellency Irfan Ali, Mr. Barajagde, and others, only because they had the external observers outside of CARICOM who validated their claims of serious election fraud, actually it's fraud, that was validated by the international community when CARICOM gave a stamp of approval. And I think that is a stain on CARICOM and their role as independent observers within the CARICOM region, because had it been for CARICOM alone, Mr. Granger and the PNC would have been in power in Guyana today.
Well, we hope within this short window of time that the observers will be given fair notice and that could be confirmed. And as again, I keep saying, the editorial, the people that speak out, the law fraternity, nobody seems to be, everybody is dormant, nobody cares. And you know, the diaspora, we who live outside, we are, I think sometimes we are more patriotic than Trinbagoans.
I could tell you, I have lived for 6 years in Europe and I've lived with peoples from Asia, Africa, elsewhere, including the Caribbean. And there's a little paradox I always remind my listeners, in that sometimes the people who live outside of their country they love their country more than the people who live in their country.
Mm.
And the people who live outside their country in the diaspora, as you say, they don't do it because they don't like their country. Many have left because of persecution, because of economic hardships, because of opportunity, and so on. You never left your country because you hate your country.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an amazing thing when you travel abroad to Canada, New York, Miami, London, and so on. There are Trinidadians and Tobagonians and other CARICOM areas. They actually have the national flag, you know, in their property, in their house, in their, you know, in their front yard. They carry the national flag because they are proud of their country. They listen to our radio stations now 24/7. They enjoy the culture of the people of Trinidad and Tobago. They, you know, they live their country and they love their country. I've always been clear on that because they never left because they hate their country. They left for opportunity. They left because of persecution, because of, you know, the brutality of Caribbean governments in some cases. So I am very clear that the diaspora has a huge role to play in terms of shaping our national response in Trinidad and Tobago, influencing friends and family and community members here to vote for the UNC, making whatever contribution you can make towards the cause, whether it is, you know, financial or otherwise. I'm convinced that the diaspora has a huge role to play, and in the coming days and so on, I'm sure that persons who can help will help. A lot of my friends in North America have already indicated that they are coming home. They have their flights arranged because they want to come and be identified. They actually want to come and be seen and identified and work in the campaign. And those who qualified, of course, can vote in the national election. So I want to salute the diaspora and all the folks from Trinidad and Tobago and elsewhere in the Caribbean who have given us their support and their love over the years.
Well, I have said before that the last government, we haven't seen for the past 10 years plus any government official coming and addressing us as an independent function, a flag raising, or, you know, for whatever reason. I had, when I had my MCC awards, etc., we had Foreign Affairs Minister Surudratta Ramachan on one of my stage presenting Mr. Bosco with his instrument to take up office here. We would like you to speak directly to Trinbagonians and give us what can we do to help, whether, as you mentioned, but speak to our listeners directly. What can we do? Talk to our friends and family to make sure to come out and vote, because everybody feels this is wrapped up, you know, and they don't have to vote. And that's the thing about UNC supporters, I find. They're too damn lazy to get up. Others would go in the hot sun and line up. So what can we do? Can we contribute financially? Can we support by calling our family? What can we do? If you could share your thoughts on that.
Well, today we are in a more advantageous position that the generation before us, a generation of Mr. Pandey and in another scenario, Dr. Chedi Jagan and others, they faced a different reality. Today we have the advantage of technology, of telecommunications, of computer technology, of AI, and so on. We have a lot of advantages where to talk to the diaspora becomes easier now than it was 30 years ago. So the first thing I want to say is that all our friends of Trinidad and Tobago origin living in Canada and elsewhere, you must have family in Trinidad. You must have friends in Trinidad. You must have, you know, community members, schoolmates, former co-workers who you are in touch with and so on. And you have a duty for us to communicate with those groups of people to ensure that you encourage them, you motivate, you inspire them to come out and not only campaign with us, but come out on the day and vote for the UNC. Bring out first, you must bring out your family, your household, then your neighbor, then members on your street, then electors in your village, then electors in your community, then electors in your city. You have a duty to do that, and you can do that from abroad now. You don't necessarily have to come to Trinidad and Tobago to do that, given the sort of technology at our fingertips. So that is a very important role. And the other thing, of course, is that we have, you know, there'll always be financial requirements for candidates, and some candidates will need more than others, I must say. And there are ways of contacting candidates and their campaign, and making a valid contribution to that particular campaign which you would like to, because it may be your village, it may be your community, it may be, you know, your MP, for example. So there are now methods that you can do. You can make a contribution. And those who can come back to the country to help with campaigning, with providing, you know, support, whether it's a motor car, whether it is, you know, chairs, table, whatever it is, you know, if you can come back and you can help, we appreciate that a lot, you know, and a lot of folks are telling me they're coming back as well.
Yes, indeed.
As I want to make the point and just reiterate that we had a meeting two nights ago and it was a huge crowd. I mean, thousands of people were there on the East-West Corridor. We had a great energized meeting. But those things are very, very important. But what wins elections is this on-the-ground, calculated, structured campaigning that deals with person-to-person, house-to-house, on a street-to-street. The crowds will not win elections that way. It is really the work on the ground. And if we can, you know, get our folks abroad to help us with that, by their phone calls, by their emails, by their texts, by their reaching out to, you know, friends in San Fernando, St. Joseph, Tanapuna, La Hawketa, Moruga, Barakpur, Tableland, you know. There are some people from Barakpur who I know live in Canada and so on, and they are still well-loved and well-respected in their communities. They have to make an attempt to contact members in the community, contact the local religious leaders, community leaders, activists, and ensure that that everybody knows that we are all supporting together the United National Congress. And I think that is a valuable contribution that you can make at this time.
Can you spare me two more minutes?
Okay, sure, I will.
I just wanted to, as an outsider observing, the party, it seems as if it has been fractured, where we had Mr. Rustin Parry and his team at one time, and it seems anybody contests the leadership, there would be some disturbance, maybe. But now that the election has been called, is there any effort to reach out and bring the party, unite everybody? Listen, apart from whatever happened, we have to remove a government, and we need all hands on deck. We have seen people like Mr. Philip Alexander, you know, how he has chastised our leader, and now he's there lending a helping hand. And I'm still frightened the day he doesn't get what he wants, what he might say about her. Thank God we have others who could represent her and speak back. But this idea of unity and bringing everybody together quickly to see how we could remove this government, is the party poised to do such?
Well, what has happened, I mean, in a very strange way, and I identify this, is that several former members of the PNM have now joined us and working with us in significant roles as campaign managers and so on. And the several former ministers of government of our party have also returned after, you know, years necessarily of being dormant and so on. So we are seeing that type of activity as well. As you have said, I mean, in the party, our party, unlike the PNM, historically, it is not a fact that we have had a more open and public critical discourse during elections than the PNM. The PNM has always been a sort of behind the curtain, behind the door democracy. We have had a much more open democracy, and that has lent itself to, you know, public feuding and public spats and so on. But I am happy to note that, you know, notwithstanding all of that, that the folks who may not have gotten things their way are really not making any significant, you know, ripples, and are not, you know, generating any type of pushback that will impair or impede our progress at this time. So that I'm very confident that notwithstanding those public spats, what is happening now is that folks are saying, look, the most important objective here is to remove the PNM, and we have to work with the United National Congress, we have to work with Mrs. Prasad Bisesa and others to remove the PNM. And I think that is the overriding feeling among all the various splinter groups, so to speak.
Well, you know, Dr. Munlal, you have served us well in Urupuj, and I have seen you at every wake, every funeral, every celebration. And recently, I was moved by your contribution to the late Premchand Sukhu, fondly known as Doc, when he passed. Doc. He was one that really served his the constituency he represented, and a stalwart indeed. And I was really pleased to see that you paid him homage, and you know, and that was very nice of you.
Well, Doc has been incidentally, he was my campaign manager for almost 20 years, and has been a great mentor. And in another way, he has also been a great devotee of mine for many years. I was extremely saddened by that loss. He has served his community for many, many years. But I'm happy that we had an opportunity in life to honor him, as I'll remind your listeners that in 2010, the government of Mrs. Prasad Bisesa conveyed on him the medal, the Public Service Medal Gold, for his contribution to local government. And later we had an opportunity to name a ground in his village after him, and we had an opportunity every year, actually, I would meet him on his birthday and so on for a special fellowship. And he was extremely close to me. His memory will live on, and as I've said to the community, I'm extremely keen to honor his service in the coming months with, you know, the appropriate recognition.
And maybe one day they would do the same for the late Abdul Aziz. You know, he had
yes, of course. He was a great stalwart. I personally, as a very young boy in politics, had a great fondness for him. I used to visit, I think, in Laramie, as you know.
Yes.
I used to visit that house and had long chats with him in the late 90s, I think. And he was a great a man of wisdom, of tenacity, and a great servant of the people as well.
You know, you mentioned about the Pekong and whatnot, and you know, it's a dying breed. You was one of the few that I see, people like Ferdy Ferreira, when you heard people like Surajratan Ramachan, and they go on stage and how they speak, the late Mr. Sukaran, and
yes.
These people would listen, and that's how you come across now. Hence the reason why we're taking it upon ourselves to bring those broadcasts live into Toronto and Canada on television, so people could reconnect and get the facts and get into the spirit of the election. So I want to say thank you for your service. We know you're going to win your seat, that's without a doubt, but we are hoping that when you form government that you would visit us here in Toronto soon.
Of course, in fact, I look forward, and I'm very confident that by the will of God and by the will of the people, we will form the government. And when we do, I make a commitment to you and to the PO listeners that I will visit and I will participate at least in a modest program of some sort to interface directly with your listeners and with yourself and others in that great area. My relatives are there, of course, Fazan, Sintra, and others. My sister, Musaya, and her family. So I want to just say hello to them and wish them all the best and have a enjoyable weekend. And I hope to come by soon.
I want to thank you very, very much. I know this interview went way over, and thank you for taking the time to call in. God
thank
bless you
very much.
Convey
God bless. Thank you very much.
Thank you for taking the time to call in. God
thank
bless
you very much.
Convey
God bless. Thank you very much.
Convey our blessings
thank
and love to your leader.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
That's, of course, an extended interview with Dr. Rudal Munilal, and he has so much to say, so much to ask indeed, and as you can tell, he's well-equipped to answer as any question. Well, he had taken the time and, of course, had to phone in because we don't have long distance, and I want to thank him for spending that time with us. Hope you found it interesting. I want to hear from you. Send me your response by 416-832-7293, my phone number, and we'd like to continue. Don't forget, we will be bringing you Caribbean Politicking, a series of political meetings coming out of the Twin Island Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. Well equipped to answer as any question. Well, he had taken the time and, of course, had to phone in because we don't have long distance, and I want to thank him for spending that time with us. Hope you found it interesting. I want to hear from you. Send me your response by 416-832-7293. 93 by phone number, and we'd like to continue. Don't forget, we will be bringing you Caribbean Politicking, a series of political meetings coming out of the Twin Island Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. Yo!
Thank you. मुझको पहचानो, सपना तुम्हारा मैं हूँ मानो या ना मानो, भोली हो तुम क्या जानो, अभी मुझको पहचानो, सपना तुम्हारा मैं हूँ मानो या ना मानो, देखो ना जानी से मुझे ना ठुकराना, नहीं तो गाती ही रहोगी ये तराना, कि धीरे धीरे दिल बेकरार होता है, होते 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 प्यार होता है।
Jatam Radio, we thank you for those of you who took the time to message us. And yes, I agree with you. It's refreshing to hear someone from Trinidad and Tobago joining us and giving us a live update. And if you know the caliber of politician Dr. Rudal Munilal is, it was a pleasure indeed and an honor to have him on because he's a busy one. Well, we would continue bringing you broadcasts from Trinidad and Tobago, as we said, and stay tuned and watch out for promotion of the meetings as they come and make available to you soon. Don't forget, we do the Ramadan special coming up. We will be doing the breaking of the fast later this evening. Those of you who would like to join us, remember you can do so on shabnamradio.com and also at mycstv.com. Of course, on television, if you have us on your Rogers Bell or Ignite or even IPTV boxes. By the way, we want to let you know, if you want to get one of the IP box, call me directly. We can hook you up and get you up and running in a matter of days, right? And it's easy, it's affordable, and it's really clean. And I mean, I've been avoiding setting it up or asking people if they wanted to get a box from us because I can't deal with when something goes wrong. But we've been watching it. The ones that we have, it's running smoothly. If you have issues, it would be the internet if you have problems. But of course, I tell you, it's been working really, really well. In fact, I would go so far to say those of you with the Rogers and Bell might have some issues. This one, absolutely not. Smooth and easy as ever. So call me at 416-832-7293 if you'd like to secure a box. Right now, we're taking a break to bring you some more commercials. And again, thank you to our advertisers for supporting us. And don't forget Penny Appeal Canada. They do tremendous work, as we've been sharing with you. Please support them where you can this Ramadan and even after.
To online site for your event. From large to small, we have them all. Are you an event promoter? Then we've got you covered. We provide entrance management, scanning, print fraud-proof barcode tickets, wristbands, flyers, banners, and promotional items. You can even list your event online. Let TicketGateway.com help make your event a success. Call us at 1-877-616-0101. TicketGateway.com, your gateway to world events. To world events.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lafarkan, Lafarkan. Door to door service. Never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry. Don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lafarkan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation.
Visit Lafarkan.com.
Harness the power of Canada's largest and most reliable 5G network right at home with Rogers 5G Home Internet. Now with expanded 5G coverage, you can go from box to browse in just minutes, enjoying seamless and reliable connection on all your devices with easy setup. Just plug and play. Try Rogers 5G Home Internet risk-free with a 30-day money-back guarantee for only $60 a month. Call 905-794-3656 or visit us at 4520 Ebenezer Road, Brampton. And experience top-notch connectivity, plus get more in-store exclusive Rogers promotions. Rogers, we got you.
Hey, we got you indeed. Hello to Pam and Derek Solution, of course, of Global Wireless Solution, a Rogers authorized dealer. Also, we want to say hello to the friends at Roti Roti at Albion and Islington. Ronnie and his staff, boy, I tell you, I went to visit with them. The place is spacious, it's clean, and it's a pleasure to sit and eat your meals there. Drop by and visit if you haven't yet. And of course, don't forget their breakfast. They've been talking about it. Excellent. But now they open on Mondays also, right? So watch out. There are some new things coming to the menu. And, you know, I'm telling you, a little birdie told me Chinese and all that coming. Don't forget to cater for your Ramadan events or your iftar. And Eid is coming up. You might want to call ahead and place your orders. Don't forget those of you in Brampton also. Authentic Trini Cuisine, you know, they get overbooked for the any holiday coming up. Their roti is something everybody's talking about. So don't forget to book in advance. Authentic Trini Cuisine, call them and get your orders inside. They're at the corner of Albion and Islington, that's Roti Roti. And of course, their new facility, they open up a wider, bigger space now. And Ronnie would love to see you and his staff. By the way, the staff, really friendly people. And they're always chatting and laughing and enjoying themselves while they work because they have a good boss. Ronnie, again, thank you for all the good food and, you know, your involvement with the community. Also, we want to say hello to Sabrina celebrating her birthday. Hey, Sabrina, we have a nice song coming up on TV the next hour. Of course, in 10 minutes, we will be going live on television. Hope you'll be able to watch us on mycstv.com. That's mycstv.com. We do the final hour live on television. Well, roti, roti, don't forget there. Breakfast, you know, let me just tell you what the breakfast is about.
Hey, the weekend breakfast platter is back at Roti Roti. Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Come, choose from boss up shot, fried bake, tata roti, or mix and match. Enjoy a cup of tea, coffee, or a cold glass of morbi. Our breakfast menu includes fried plantain, roast baigan choka, saltfish and tomatoes, smoked herring, pumpkin, fried aloo, shatai, spinach, and chana and aloo. All for only $15, taxes included. Roti Roti, 979 Albion Road, 416-745-9208. Come and enjoy our weekend breakfast platter.
That's Roti Roti again. Well, in Brampton, I don't have to tell you about Authentic Trini Cuisine. Their service is really one of a kind. Honestly, even when you go there, I have to tell Riff that, I used to call him Rick, I didn't know it was Riff. Riff is, might get in trouble. He give away so many candies. As soon as you come, he's giving you a candy when you come, and when you're leaving, if you're lucky, you get another one. And that's not because of the hot sauce or anything, eh? I think he just wants to give you rotten teeth. Anyway, I'm joking. Don't forget, drop by and visit. They're so kind and always willing to help. I went there the other day and I couldn't find bandania. I get myself some bandania. Well, you know, sometimes I rant a little bit. I am big on service, and when I get good service, I like to talk about it. I like to write and, you know, share the information, cascade down all the compliments, make sure the individual, you know, is well, know that their supervisors know about it. I always believe, too, that McDonald's and Tim Hortons, that their staff sometimes get abuse, and, you know, it those fast food outlets. And they have taken proactive steps to stop it, but still people would yell at them and, you know, be in a kind of way. I don't like it. But sometimes, boy, you get some service. I went and I talked about this. I had to pick up some stuff for Justin. And he wanted some hot wings and Kentucky. I insist, I ask him, please, extra ketchup. A four-piece, you know, one piece of ketchup, one. Gravy, $2.99 for gravy, no gravy. Because he had to drive wrong in 7 minutes to get the wings. Okay. Went by again this Friday. He called me while he was in the shower. Pass and pick up this and that. Okay, I will. Went, same order, same thing. And I, this time I said to the girl, please make sure I get my, well, she put so many ketchup. But now, no gravy. I mean, you know, you could feel it's like buying pilori without tamarind sauce or chutney. It's a crime. It's illegal to do that. You know that? But the gravy, call back. Can I speak to a manager? Speaking. Can I get your name? What can I help you with? I said, my name is Richard. What's your name? Doesn't want to share. Okay. I explained my story. She went to check. Yes, and she repeated the order. She found it. I don't know if she could confirm if I did or didn't get the gravy. Well, sir, you could come back tomorrow for your gravy. What the hell I would do with that gravy tomorrow? First of all, I don't eat Kentucky. What would I do with the gravy? Justin would have already had his stuff. So what would I do with the gravy? Sir, I could give you a fry with your gravy. Like, I look like I'm hungry. You telling me, and on top of that telling me she's trying to help me. Not throughout this conversation, didn't say, I apologize for that, the inconvenience. And it's a bigger inconvenience to go back again and get stuff that you don't need it. Oh, I put your name down in a book. Well, I couldn't wait for the book. Because she didn't apologize. She didn't try to make it up. You want a refund? Or can I offer you something? What would you like? Something, make an offer. It's not that I want some free food. But when we let these small things slide, it go on and on. And you know they're always giggling and laughing and they don't have time for you. And you know how annoying that could be. Anyway, I just thought if you have had such an experience, don't just leave it and say it's only $2.99. Speak up and do something about it. Well, to calm you down, let me calm down myself right now. Let me play a tune. This one going out to the folks at Authentic Trini Cuisine. This one's for you guys. Hope you like it. Well, you know, you could lay claim to the song, right? Riff and Company. In 5 minutes, we will be joining CSTV. Hope you could join me. Again, we want to say hello to Devika, Derry and the gang. Of course, Jean DeCastro and company. Don't forget Jean DeCastro and the Park and the box special, $25, Jamaica, Trinidad, Guyana. Take advantage. Last day is in the end of this month. We will be doing our Ramadan wrap-up with our Eid special. Whenever Eid is announced on Eid Day, we start our special. And it's going to be about 10 hours of broadcasting. And on the Saturday after, we'll be doing both TV and radio. To be part of that, we ask you to contact us. Richard, right here, 416-832-7293. Maybe I will contact you. Please support us. We've been trying and to bring as much quality content to the community. If you notice, we toned down the music here. Standing by to go live. So let me just say thank you. I have to go set up because we're in front of the camera now. Stay tuned. Coming up in a little bit. Thank you, guys. Those of you on WTR leaving us so long. Dhanyavaad. Kuna hafiz. Mami. Love you, ma.
You are listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto. The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
मार्क कार्नी कई सालों तक ट्रूडो दी लिबरल सरकार दे सलाहकार रहे कार्बन टैक्स कार्नी ने ही ट्रूडो दी मदद कीती फूड दे उते टैक्सेस लगे करां दीयां कीमतां दुगनियां होईयां अते कार्बन टैक्स 60 सेंट प्रति लीटर तक पहुंचया मार्क कार्नी भी जस्टिन वर्गे ही ने कार्नी दी जीत कनाडा दी हार है
दिस मैसेज इज ब्रॉट टू यू बाय द कंजर्वेटिव पार्टी ऑफ कनाडा
माजी से हाल ख्वाब से ताबीर तक मर्ज से तशखीस
ठीक हो जाएंगे आप
दवा से इलाज तक आप हमारे साथ हैं
अपनी ज़कात और एहतियात से इंडस हॉस्पिटल का साथ दीजिए और लाखों मरीजों का मुफ्त और मियारी इलाज मुमकिन बनाएं
फॉर डोनेशंस विजिट indushospital.ca
ट्रकिंग वाले वीरो ध्यान नाल सुनो ट्रक जिद्दां दा भी चलाउंदे हो मैनुअल जा ऑटोमैटिक क्विक ट्रक ल्यूब चेते आही ना रखियो ट्रक दी बढ़िया सर्विस लई क्विक ट्रक ल्यूब लो जी तीजी लोकेशन भी खोलती है एग्जिट 579 फ्रॉम हाईवे 401 इन नापनी आहो जी कोई अपॉइंटमेंट नहीं ड्राइव थ्रू फैसिलिटी एग्जिट 579 फ्रॉम हाईवे 401 इन नापनी क्विक ट्रक ल्यूब द वन स्टॉप शॉप 519-622-0660 जा quicktrucklube.com QTL because we care
अपनी कम्युनिटी का सब तो वड्डा वधिया क्वालिटी वाला ते सब तो पुराना सोडी फर्नीचर हर घर दी पहचान बन चुकी है
ओ फिर बने भी क्यों ना क्योंकि बेडरूम सेट सोफा सेट मैट्रेसेस डाइनिंग टेबल डेकोरेटिव आइटम्स गल कीजिए सारे घर दा फर्नीचर वधिया क्वालिटी ते डिस्काउंटेड प्राइस ते मिल जांदा सोडी फर्नीचर तो 3 साल ले नो ब्याज
142 कैनेडी रोड ब्रैम्पटन 9058747171
सैच कुटियोर और नेशनल ज़कात फाउंडेशन पेश करते हैं जश्न चांद रात GTA में पहली दफा चांद रात सूफी कॉन्सर्ट जहां हम मनाएंगे चांद रात एक सूफियाना अंदाज के साथ चांद रात की खुशियां डबल हो जाएंगी डिजाइनर कपड़े ज्वेलरी जूते चूड़ियां फूड कोर्ट और बहुत कुछ सब एक ही जगह रेड रोज कन्वेंशन सेंटर मिसिसागा स्पॉन्सरशिप्स और डिटेल्स के लिए